Southern Bohemia is home to some of the most beautiful and idyllic destinations in the Czech Republic, from the historic town of Tábor to the jewel that is Český Krumlov. One destination in the area, somewhat lesser known but also attractive that you might consider visiting, is Bechyně, located around 40 kilometers from Tábor. Found on a dramatic promontory, the town of just 6,000 features an historic monastery, a fantastic 50-meter-high bridge that spans the nearby Lužnice River, and the oldest ceramic school in the country. It may not be the obvious choice, but Bechyně is a most satisfying visit in the summer or spring. The town's castle is the perfect place to start, says Jaroslav Makejka, the town's mayor.
V minulých letech, v 90. letech minulého století, byla zahájena rekonstrukce Bechyňského zámku.
In the 1990s, following the restitution of property after the communists fell, the castle was returned to its former owners and then acquired by the organization Panství. The site underwent repairs and renovation at this time and is now open to the public. That includes the former riding hall, which is available for concerts and theater performances. In the summer, there are sometimes also special events, such as night tours where you can explore the castle's hallways, but also enjoy an authentic historic meal, served in the castle's original black kitchen. Then there's a choice of a number of regular daily tours.
Možnost poznat občerstvení, které je ve stylu těch dřívějších dob, středověkých dob a podobně.
The original castle in Bechyně was built in the 13th century, but nothing of the original foundation has survived. The site was rebuilt in the Gothic style and belonged to the famous Sternberg family. Further reconstruction at the castle then took place in the 16th century, when it came into the ownership of nobleman Petr Vok of Rožmberk. He had it redesigned as a Renaissance palace. Vok's interests included the sciences, alchemy, astrology, and studying the stars. On the castle tour in the past, it was possible to see original measurement tools, as well as more commonplace items like the nobleman's dagger, or chalices once used by Vok and his wife, Kateřina. He married her when he was 40, and she was just 14. Guide Nagia Podařilová told Radio Prague,
ta svatba byla velmi pěkná, trvala několik dní, pozváno na ně bylo mnoho významných.
Their wedding was extraordinary and lasted a number of days. Many important figures attended. Records show that, incredibly, the guests consumed 70,000 liters of wine and beer and a lot of meat. Clearly, they had a very good time.
30 tisíc litrů piva, snědli velké množství masa, měli se tady opravdu dobře.
Even now, organizers in the town have held celebrations in Vok's honor, a number of years ago hosting a recreation at the castle of his famous wedding, they held a local ball. What kind of a man was Petr Vok? The nobleman is said to have been famous for his sense of humor, on one occasion poking fun at his young wife. In a famous letter that survived to this day, he calls her Granny. Her term of affection for him was Gedek, as in old man, grandpa, or graybeard, signifying their difference in age. There is one other story often told about the nobleman in Bechyně. Shortly before his death, the castle was put under siege by Passau mercenaries who had not been paid their due. Vok asked for payment to be made by Czech King Rudolf II, but in vain. Local historian Jitina Trčková explained to Radio Prague that, in the end, a different solution was found.
Vzal stříbrný rožmberský poklad, nechal ho rozstavit, vyrazil mince, protože rožmberkové...
He took the Rožmberg silver and had it melted down. The Rožmbergs regularly minted their own coins, and he did the same with his silver, with which he paid the mercenaries and asked them to leave southern Bohemia, leaving the people and the castle in peace.
Today, the castle garden and walks along the ramparts remain among the most pristine sights in Bechyně, with views of the Lužnice River below. In the distance, it is impossible to overlook the town's most magnificent concrete and metal bridge, known affectionately as the Bechyně Rainbow. It was completed on the occasion of Czechoslovakia's 10th anniversary, that is, in 1928. Bechyně is also famous for the first electric train in Bohemia, which runs to this day. Originally, the track was meant for a steam locomotive. Jiřina Trčková once again.
Inženýr František Křižík, český vynálezce a v té době vlastně konstruktér tramvají, osvětlení.
Czech scientist and inventor František Křižík, who had worked on lighting and electric trams in Prague, pushed through the idea of a local electric train that would run from Bechyně to Tábor. It is not only the oldest electric line in the Czech lands, it was also the first in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. He built the locomotive that pulled the train and it's still fully functional.
V létě z Tábora do Bechyně, ty se pořádají prakticky každý víkend.
Tourists can take the historic train trip from Tábor to Bechyně in the summer and it's well worth it. Bechyně's mayor Jaroslav Makejka once more.
Původně to pro obyvatele Bechyně vlastně znamenalo jediné spojení mezi Táborem a Bechyní.
Originally, the railway line represented the only link between Tábor and our town. It's still one of the ways visitors can get to Tábor and back. For 10 years now, we've had historic rides, the original cars from the turn of the century, and this really is a big attraction. Once in Bechyně, I would recommend the walks around the scenic route on the Luzhnice River. From the bridge, you can see a panorama of the whole town, and there are scenic lookout spots. Below, along the river, there are areas that are ideal for fishing. I used to fish as well, though I have little time for it now. One of the most beautiful routes then leads along to the area of town known as Zářečí. That quarter has jokingly declared independence. It was hard hit by the floods in 2002, but has been fully repaired now, and it's truly one of the nicest areas. In the summer, there's a festival when Zářečí celebrates its independence, but of course, it's all in fun.
Tak obyvatelé města, tak i návštěvníci Bechyně si jeho podobu velice chválí.
Another attraction that should not be missed, along with the scenic walks, pubs along the river, summer festivals, which include performances of outdoor theater, is most certainly the South Bohemian Art Gallery of Mikuláš Aleš, which houses an amazing collection of world-class international ceramics. Miloš Rušička heads the gallery and explains that ceramics have an extremely long history in the region. The oldest ceramic school was founded there in the late 1800s, and the Aleš Gallery houses some of the finest examples from the turn of the century right up to the present.
První světové války, protože to bylo období vrcholící secese a...
Miloš Ružička told me that one of the most remarkable periods was the period before and following the First World War, the period of the secession, the Art Nouveau. He says, we have samples that show the influence of Vienna and Mitteleuropa. Other highlights included Art Deco in the 20s, as well as abstract work in the 1930s, which was excellent. He told me that it echoed similar work in painting and photography, adding that ceramic work was perhaps a bit like Cinderella, a bit overlooked, but saying that some of the pieces were truly notable and rare throughout Europe. Certainly, Bechyně offers far more than one would expect. As one local told us, if you visit, expect to spend at least a day. 2 or 3 hours are not nearly enough. If you plan on spending the night, keep in mind it's a small and quiet town, and aside from a few hotels or nearby camping grounds in the summer, there are only limited lodgings.